Lives is definitely where TikTok is pushing all their effort, momentum right now. Even when you start TikTok Lives, you might not get any traction, you might find it not working, but what will happen is consistency works on the platform and the algorithm will always reward you for obviously turning up and starting to do well from that perspective. So if you have the capability of doing TikTok Lives in-house, then I recommend you doing this from day one.
You're listening to the Keep Optimizing Podcast to increase your traffic, improve your conversion rates, and grow your profits.
Hello and welcome. I'm Chloe Thomas, the host of this e-commerce marketing focused podcast. If you're not familiar with the Keep Optimizing format, well, each month we focus on a different marketing method. It could be email or SEO or Facebook ads. And each week I interview a different expert to explore the latest advice on making it work for you. Before we get into this month's topic, a huge thanks to Will Lawrenson from Customers Who Click, who recommended this episode's guest. And this episode's guest is brilliant, and he's sharing an absolutely brilliant strategy or strategic approach for you all as well. This is gold dust episode territory. So huge thanks to Will from Customers Who Click for the recommendation. This month, we are all about TikTok. Yes, that channel you're hearing loads about, but you're not really sure what to do on or how to make it work for you. We are here to solve that problem for you. And we are kicking off with an awesome episode. My guest is taking you through the strategy to get you from zero to 100,000 sales a month on TikTok. And it's a awesome kind of flywheel kickstarting process, if that makes sense. So there's the how do we get our foundations in place? How do we invest to kickstart our sales flywheel? And then we go deep into one of the key strategic routes that's going to be helping you grow. And then how do we in stage two kickstart that flywheel? And then we're also talking a bit about lives. So there's tips in here that go across the whole of the TikTok ecosystem. So we've got organic, shop, affiliates, lives, ads, influencers. It's all coming up. Do make sure you listen right to the end of the episode, because at the end, my guest will be sharing their quick fire insider tips to really help you maximize the performance of your TikTok activity. And you don't want to miss his insider tips. They're brilliant. Plus, I will be sharing my take on it all and outlining some more free ways we can help you improve your TikTok even more right now. So stay tuned to the end, everyone. If you're running an e-commerce store on Shopify, you need to check out Social Snowball. It's the affiliate platform designed for the modern affiliate manager. Unlike traditional platforms focused on publishers and blogs, Social Snowball enables you to grow with creators, ambassadors, influencers, and even your own customers, which of course includes selling on TikTok. One of the standout features of Social Snowball is its ability to eliminate code leaks with safe links. If your discount codes are ending up on coupon sites, Social Snowball will put a stop to that and save your CPA. Check out Social Snowball now via keepopt.com/snowball or find Social Snowball in the Shopify App Store. In this episode, I'm chatting with TikTok expert Ashley Wright. Ashley has been helping brands, big and small, drive results from social for nearly 10 years. Working brand side and for agencies, he's now the founder of his own business, Social Tail, which is all about building growth on TikTok. Hello, Ash.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Brilliant to have you here. It's great to be doing an episode where we kind of look at TikTok as a whole, because I think historically we've only ever done like dives into individual parts of it. So I'm really looking forward to finding out how all it all meshes together. Before we get into that though, Ash, how did you end up in TikTok? It's such a new thing. How have you ended up having a business purely focused on it?
Yeah, it's a very good question, Chloe. So from my perspective, I've always been in social. So from that side of things, I've always wanted to see what was happening, trying to stay ahead of the curve, and just always thinking, okay, where are brands going to be moving to next? So it kind of spans back when I was at my previous agency, and we was at that time we was trying to get Adidas onto TikTok, and I thought to myself, well, if there's a situation where a big brand like them are trying to look at the actual platform, then it's going to be obviously a time where other brands, whether big or small, are going to start to be looking at opportunity as well. And at this point, TikTok was still just a people kind of thought it was like a dancing platform still, and not really been able to see any way of making that quote unquote ROI from it. So it was still very early days. People weren't really taking the platform serious, but I thought, you know what, if people are starting to look at this now, there's definitely going to be a roadmap to obviously success somewhere down the line. So from then onwards, I kind of just like kept my ears close to the ground, started to look into the platform more, seeing what brands were doing, following brands, following people who were talking about TikTok, and then just got really interested into it, really. And I always believed that I kind of didn't want to be like behind the curve when a new platform was coming out. So literally I'd start to help a few brands doing like free consultations, helping them with their strategy. And then from then onwards, it's kind of just like they continue to enjoy it and started to then build more of a portfolio around that, start to build more reputation around that. I'm now kind of like the go-to when it comes to everything TikTok now. So yeah, it's been a fun journey.
Fully immersed in this platform that so many find so confusing. A cheeky question that you weren't expecting from me. What's the most common question you get asked by people about TikTok? What do brands want to know most often? Because I have a lot of things I could guess, but I'd love to know what it is.
I'd say still for me is my audience on the platform, because I feel like it's just for the young demographic who are like under 18. That's why I get asked every single week without fail.
And what's the answer?
The answer is yes, the audience is on the platform. And it's just like, I always kind of make it clear in terms of like, I remember when I was, I'm sure my age, but when I was younger and I was on Facebook and then obviously moved over to Instagram, then my parents moved on to Facebook, then I went to Instagram and then parents. So it's kind of that situation. So the audience will always move when they start to see the platform. It might be a little bit later on down the line, but they are definitely there. And it's just obviously how you can get in front of them with the right content and strategy, which I'm sure we're going to talk about.
Oh, yes, we are. So you pitched me to talk about getting from one or zero even to 100,000 in sales a month on TikTok. Is this a, and I listeners, I've asked Ash like nothing about this strategy because I want to learn along with you in this episode. So Ash, is this like a, is it like, are we got to do awesome ads? Is it all about organic, or is it like an all-encompassing TikTok strategy where we use every lever we can?
Yeah, really good question. So right now, I feel like to do TikTok to the best of the ability, you kind of need to be what I like to say, using and utilizing all the pillars within TikTok. And that kind of falls down to your TikTok organic, your TikTok shop, your TikTok ads, and obviously TikTok lives, which is becoming a big thing now as well. So if you can do all of them great, then obviously it's going to let you to start scale on the platform. I feel like before Q4 last year, which obviously was 2023, you could kind of get away with just doing one or the other, because obviously at that point TikTok was trying to push TikTok shop and the algorithm's a lot more forgiving in terms of like people could post a random piece of content and it can go viral. Whereas now they obviously know they've got users on the platform who are looking to buy, they've got brands on the platform who are looking to sell. So now you've got to have a bit more of a strategy behind it rather than obviously guessing and kind of hoping, which a lot of brands kind of did at the beginning.
Now, you mentioned in those pillars, organic, shop, lives and ads. The screaming omission from that is influencer, creator, affiliate, other people promoting you, whatever we're going to call it, because there's plenty of different words for it.
Yeah.
Is that because that's wrapped up within each of those individual pillars for you, or is it because that's not the route to growth anymore?
Yeah. So with the TikTok shop part of it, the great thing is affiliates plays a massive part. And I keep saying to everyone, like, and I don't think influencers are dead, but I feel like the affiliate route on TikTok shop has kind of brought together that the strategy even more, because you can now start to actually see the attribution, see what return you're getting from if you send a sample out to whatever you want to call them, a creator, influencer, affiliate, you send a sample out to them, and it's all now tracked within TikTok shop. So they can obviously post a video, it could go viral or it could not do so well, but at the same time, you can see if they make one sale, if they make 100 sales, and at the same time, they're obviously compensated for that as well. So yeah, the affiliate side definitely does fall in the TikTok shop kind of part of that.
Yeah, I have to say, if I was a brand, the tech you've got to help you manage and track your influencers, affiliates, creators, whatever we're calling them, in the TikTok shop space via the affiliate piece in there is just so much better than anything else you can be doing. It's so much easier to get started. And I think if I was an influencer, the fact I was getting rewarded for my work fairly because it's all on commission, I'd be like, yeah, I'm much more into this too. So I totally get that. So if we want to really scale, hit the big numbers, we need to be doing this multi-pillar, full ecosystem approach of organic, shop, lives and ads.
Yes.
but it takes time to set up all of these. So in the first month, like if someone listening goes, yeah, right, I'm ready to do it, what's on their list for month one?
Yeah, it's a really good question. So I kind of like, I always say to begin with, you want to kind of make sure you've got that foundation. And what I mean by that is, first of all, if you've obviously got your brand set up and you're selling on whether it's Shopify, Amazon, whatever that is, you want to be kind of focusing on maybe 1 to 3 SKUs, maybe 5 at a push. And the reason for that is there's a few things, because once you start on TikTok Shop, you want to make it as easy as possible for yourself to be able to manage, as you can imagine. And obviously, secondly, that if you start to promote all your different products, that means you're having to send out different samples. And then that means you got affiliates or your ads are all obviously kind of doing different jobs in terms of trying to promote different parts of your kind of business or kind of what SKU you've got. So what I always say to begin with when working with brand is that focus on your quote unquote hero SKUs. So whether that is like say 1 or 3, or however that looks, but keep it small. And then within that as well, you can maybe look to say, okay, we're going to do a special bundle for TikTok. So we're going to have, I'll just give like a, if you're food and beverage, let's say for example, if you have like different flavors of like a drink, for example, you can bundle that all together. Or you can do like say a TikTok exclusive that is only like on TikTok specifically. Or you can maybe do like a specific gift with like a product that again, you can't see anywhere else. So that's the initial part of the foundation, what you kind of want to make sure you've got right before actually starting to do anything. Because if you get that part wrong, everything else that you do later on is just going to be a lot more hard to kind of obviously get the ball rolling and start to get momentum from then onwards.
Cool, Ash, that makes so much sense to me. One quick technical question though.
Sure.
Are we only loading those 1, 2, 3 selected products into TikTok Shop, or are we putting everything in TikTok Shop but only caring about 3 of them?
Yeah, very good question. So I always suggest to brands to start with them to begin with, so you've got that presence on there, because with TikTok Shop, it's obviously all about discovery. So if a brand obviously sees you and obviously they find you on TikTok Shop, they can obviously like, it's kind of like a sample kind of like play, I kind of like to call it. So they'll see maybe 3, and the likelihood is they're going to Google you, they're going to look at your website. So your whole kind of part for TikTok Shop is just to get that discoverability. So again, you don't need like a lot of different products of people to scrolling. You can do it. Again, there's no reason why you can't, but we've seen better success when you literally just have like limited number of SKUs, because again, people's attention span as it is short enough. So then you start giving them more options as well on a platform like TikTok. It just makes it a lot more confusing. They're just guessing, trying to figure out what to buy. And it just, yeah, it makes it a lot more frustrating for the user and for you not seeing sales.
Cool. So full on focus. Less is more. Select the right products and then we're going to be pushing those. Cool. I love that. What next?
Yeah. So once you've kind of got that, then you need to start thinking about the actual overall strategy. So what you kind of want to do from here is, first of all, if affiliates is going to be a play, which I believe it is, you want to work out, okay, what commission can we give to these affiliates to start promoting our products? So I always say to begin with, you want to be saying, how aggressive do you want to be on the platform? And the more aggressive you are, the easier it's going to be to get results. So that's kind of the first thing you kind of want to have in mind. And with that, you can start anywhere that the kind of like average kind of commission is normally around. And again, it depends brand to brand, but 15% is normally about the average. I will say if you can to begin with, try at least double that to get to like 30-35%, because it's going to be more enticing to affiliates if they see obviously a higher commission. And what you got to think as well, you've got to put yourself in the creator, the affiliate's shoes. If they are obviously seeing all these like actually shiny object syndrome on obviously TikTok Shop, they can promote all these different brands, all these different products. You want to be able to stand out, and that's obviously one part of that. So that's kind of the first part of that. The second part is then you kind of need to figure out, okay, how can we get to the milestone, which I like to call it, of 100 sales as soon as possible? And the reason why you want to look at this is because, again, for affiliates who are going to start to promote you, they want to make sure they're going to be promoting a brand, a product that's obviously got some social proof, got some traction already. Because again, if they're starting from cold, they're going to be like, okay, why would I promote your brand when I could promote a competitive brand that's already got thousands and thousands of sales? So with that being said, you want to think to yourself, how can we get to 100 sales, which we're going to touch on shortly from that perspective. So that's kind of the next part you want to do. So in terms of doing that, you want to basically start to think, okay, how can, and again, it all comes down, when it comes to TikTok Shop, I say you want to be as aggressive as possible. So there's a few ways of doing it. You can either have your products listed really cheaper than like you'd normally sell it, so more like a and loss strategy that you kind of play. So again, not necessarily looking to generate ROI, but looking to just generate buzz, generate sales straight away. So again, if people are just searching for the brand or you are getting affiliates on board, you can start to obviously just bring sales in and then get to that number of 100 quite quickly. Alternatively, and we'll go in a bit more depth on ads, but you can obviously start to also run some ads to your TikTok shop. And again, just trying to get that 100 sales mark as quickly as possible.
I love this. We're building up these foundations. Our strategy focused on a few SKUs, getting things ready for to be attractive to those affiliates who are going to be key to our greater sales strategy. And then let's get ourselves to 100 sales quickly, get the social proof, get the numbers in place so we're ready to go further. With those 100 sales, being aggressive on the pricing, how do we actually get the people to see the offer to then buy it? If we're building this to get the affiliates, how do we actually get them to buy it?
Really good question. And that's why, and again, it depends on your budget and again, how quickly you kind of want to do this. Because like I say, if you are low in terms of price point, one way of doing it is if you can start to obviously create your own organic strategy on your profile. So I would always suggest that as a brand, you want to have, whether it's people within the actual team itself, whether it's the founder or members of staff, creating content, because obviously content is obviously what's going to make you win on the platform. So if you can be talking, and again, it's just like me thinking broadly, if you've got the team creating content around, look, we just started on TikTok shop, our prices have never been seen anywhere like this before. You keep creating that content day after day after day. A, people are going to start to see that. You're going to start to go viral. You're going to start to build buzz. So from just doing that alone, you're going to start to see people coming through, sales coming through. So that's part one of that. And then I'd also always say, if you are creating that content, start to put ad budget behind that. I would say recommend about £100, $100 a day to spend behind that. And you will always see sales. And again, the aim here, you're not looking to make ROI. If you make ROI, that's great, but you are just wanting to get sales in, which sales will obviously turn to people reviewing the brand. And then again, that momentum starts to build from then onwards.
So this gets us our first 100 sales. So this foundational piece, where we're building the shop, we're getting ready for the affiliates on the shop, we are using organic and ads to drive our initial 100 sales with a killer offer. So we're definitely going to hit it to create that foundation of social proof. How long does that take on average to get from zero to that 100 sales target? Is it a week? Is it 2 months? Is it how long is a piece of string?
Exactly right. Yeah. And again, and that's why I would say aggression is key. If you want to get to it as soon as possible, you could easily do this within 2 weeks. Like if you, like say you're posting content daily and you are running ads at £100, $100 a day, there's no reason why you won't get to that within 2 weeks. And obviously making sure that there's maybe a different, some variables in terms of like your price point. And obviously like you've got like a presence in terms of like, you're not just starting from scratch as a brand, but if you do it well, you can definitely do that in 2 weeks. If you do it on a slow end, it probably take about 30 days to kind of get to that mark.
Got you. So that's like our stage one. What's our next step? Once we've got that 100 sales, we've got that social proof, things are starting moving. I'm assuming we put our prices up, but what else do we do?
Yeah, no, really, really good point. So with that, now you can start to then put your price up. Now you want to start to actually make some money, of course. So with this, and like I say, in the background, you still want to be doing your affiliate outreach. So I'm going to touch on that a little bit now. So all throughout, once you start that foundation point, you want to start outreaching to creators, affiliates who are going to obviously start to promote your brand. So, and again, this kind of falls into the foundation and it also into like stage two, because you started to outreach to creators. They might not necessarily be paying attention yet, but because you're starting to build up some traction, you're starting to get some momentum, creators are going to start to see that and they're going to start to want to promote. So there's two ways about doing this. If you still are seeing no traction from just offering a higher affiliate commission and not getting any traction, what you can start to do is, and this is what works well for a lot of brands, you can basically start to say to these creators, look, okay, we will give you X amount fee. So whether that's like $30, £30 to basically post something for us along with commission. And then basically say, for example, do three posts for £100, $100. And then you'll basically get them in, because again, for the affiliates, they just want to kind of have some security slash obviously make some money up front. So if you can say, okay, we'll pay you in advance to post three times for us and commission on top of that, straight away you're going to start to get a little bit more traction from that. So if you can start to put budget aside to kind of do this, you at least know you're going to get content that starts to develop on TikTok. And then again, what I start to say is, and see is, affiliates start to recruit affiliates. That's always how it works. So once all the affiliates start to post, all the people scrolling on their For You page on TikTok, they'll start to see it. They'll be like, oh, this product, okay, I want to be a part of that. They'll obviously then reach out to you as the brand owner, start to then obviously see what you're doing, request a sample request. And then that's where you start to build up the momentum to start to get more affiliates on board. So with that, and this is where, again, I get asked quite a lot in terms of, okay, what is kind of the number of outreach you kind of want to be doing per day on the platform? So there's a few ways of doing it. And if you're in the US, US is a little bit more ahead of the UK now when it comes to TikTok shop, and it's a very aggressive place right now. So I would say realistically, you need to be outreaching to about 300 to 500 creators per day on the platform. In the UK, it's a little bit less because, again, it's still, and obviously we live in the UK, but it's not savvy yet. It's still a little bit behind. People don't understand the platform as much, and people are willing to jump on and basically promote anything right now. So you can literally get away with maybe 50 to 100 outreaches per day, and that'll obviously get you to a good level where you're starting to get some traction, starting to get creators and affiliates on board.
What I'm loving about this model, Ash, is the clarity of the goals for the different sections. You know, this is how we get to 100. And the clarity of which bit of the piece you're working, you know, where your focus is. And I think it's probably the coolest bit about it, is getting to those first 100 sales. We're giving our margin away to get sales to create the social proof. That's where our negative profit cost is. And that's what we want. That's we get it. We're happy to do it. That's where our focus is. And then in this second stage, we're going, right, now we need to give that negative profit, that cost, that budget into recruiting the affiliates to create that flywheel. So you kind of like, you kick off the social proof flywheel, and then you go into kicking off the affiliate flywheel. And like you said, affiliates speak to affiliates, and affiliates see other people promoting, and they're like, ooh, you know, it's like a strategy to kick things off and get things moving, and then we move on. So I really love it. One thing we haven't really mentioned yet, though, and you said this is like a full ecosystem, multi-pillar thing. We've talked about shop, we've talked about organic, we've talked about ads, we've not talked about lives. Where do lives fit into this model?
Yeah, so with lives is definitely where TikTok is pushing all their effort, momentum right now. Because obviously with their parent company Douyin, obviously in China, pretty much if you on the app there, it's predominantly all TikTok live in their instance. So they're pushing this massively right now, and what you're starting to see is that brands who are starting to integrate this into their kind of TikTok strategy are the ones that are getting great results from that. So what I would suggest with this part of it, you can start the TikTok live part as soon as possible, really, because there's a few ways of doing it. If you have the capability of doing TikTok lives in-house, then I recommend you doing this from day one, basically, because, and this is what you need to understand as well, though, even when you start TikTok lives, you might not get any traction, you might find it not working, but what will happen is consistency works on the platform, and the algorithm will always reward you for obviously turning up and starting to do well from that perspective. So what we can do strategy-wise from lives, you don't want to just go on live as a brand cold and just kind of like wing it. You want to basically have like, not necessarily a script, but if anyone's obviously old enough or still does watch like QVC, you kind of want to make it similar to that kind of stuff. So whether you have a product that you can easily be demonstrating stuff, if you want to be interacting with the community, people who are jumping on, you want to do competitions, you want to do like flash sales, all that kind of stuff. So you want to have a strategy from start to finish for your actual lives. And a live can run anywhere from 20 minutes all the way to like 3-4 hours. There's so many different ways of doing it. And again, people always say to me, oh, well, lives are hard, but some of the biggest brands that are doing well on lives right now, for example, they will literally just be in their warehouse and just packing products, packing shipments, ready to go out and just talking on live, showing people what's been shipped, stuff like that. And they do that for hours and hours, and people just kind of love that kind of content. So if you can do that in-house, it's great. If not, find resource like in terms of like a creator or working with someone to start doing this, because if you could jump on this now, I'm telling you, I speak to TikTok a lot and I know this is the way they're trying to move everything right now from that perspective.
Yeah, and it's always a good idea to jump on the thing that the tech is pushing, because there's usually quite a lot of opportunity there. So I love that. Ash, what have we missed that the audience need to know about when doing this?
Yeah, good question. I feel like The only other things I would say is that you want to always just be ahead of the curve with TikTok Shop. And the reason why I say this is, again, because if someone was starting in TikTok Shop 3 months ago, they could obviously have got away with just running the affiliate strategy. But like I say, TikTok is just moving so rapidly right now. And obviously we know in like it comes to e-commerce, like things happen and change quite quickly. And from a TikTok perspective, it happens even more. So you just want to always be, I say, 3 steps ahead of what other people are doing. Because if you try something, and as you can imagine, it's not necessarily failing. It's just obviously seeing what you can find, what you can break, and just test. Because it's such a new platform, everyone is still learning. Everyone's still figuring it out. And if you can just figure out something, trust me, and it works really well, it's worth the 5 or 6 kind of attempts that's not really got you the results to kind of get one thing to work. And like I say, it can then start to just skyrocket from then onwards. And again, it's all these different strategies depending on, again, if you're in different like categories in terms of like food and beverage, you can do certain stuff, or like in health, you do certain stuff. So again, it's all depending on what kind of vertical you're in. But yeah, there's so much that can be done, but you've always got to stay ahead of the curve is what I'd say.
Love it. So everybody, follow those key initial stages that Ash has just outlined, and then get ready to test and optimize a lot.
Yes.
Ash, it's been great picking your brains about how to scale our TikTok fast. Listeners, remember to stay tuned right to the end so you don't miss out on Ash's insider tips on TikTok and my suggestions for more ways we can help you improve things even further. If you're running an e-commerce store on Shopify, you need to check out Social Snowball. It's the affiliate platform designed for the modern affiliate manager. Unlike traditional platforms focused on publishers and blogs, Social Snowball enables you to grow with creators, ambassadors, influencers, and even your own customers, which of course includes selling on TikTok. One of the standout features of Social Snowball is its ability to eliminate code leaks with safe links. If your discount codes are ending up on coupon sites, Social Snowball will put a stop to that and save your CPA. Check out Social Snowball now via keepopt.com/snowball or find Social Snowball in the Shopify App Store. Okay, Ash, so far we've gone deep into scaling from 0 to 100K a month. Now you get to wow us with your insider knowledge about the whole of TikTok, not that you haven't done that already. So for the following questions, your answer can be anything to do with TikTok, which of course does include everything we've already been talking about. Ash, are you ready for these?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay, let's start with newbie advice. If we've inspired someone to take their first step, what do they need to know to give themselves the best chance of success?
Yeah, so what I would say with TikTok as a whole, just get started is the honest answer. Whether you are posting organically and you think you haven't got the right equipment or the right people to do that, just literally just pick up the phone and start creating content from that side of things. And same with a TikTok Live, just jump on if it's yourself doing it or you've got a team member, just try it. That's the main thing I would say. TikTok Shop as well. The things I would say is you're not going to break it. You can literally just test it, try it. If it doesn't work, it's not the end of the world. So literally just get started, jump on it, and yeah, just do it.
Yep, get stuck in, everybody. Now, once you've started, of course, you've got to keep optimizing. So what's your favorite way to improve performance?
Yeah, so I would always say you've definitely got to be looking at your data. And by data, it doesn't necessarily mean your sales, but you want to be looking at who, when it's from an affiliate perspective, who are like your top tier affiliates, and then you want to start to continue to work with them more. Or at the same time, if you've got content that they've created that's worked really well, start to put together like a document that you can then share with other affiliates and saying this is like the best practice that works well. Because what always happens as well, once you have a brand takeoff or a product takeoff or something along the lines of that, again, affiliates and creators will see that and they'll try to mimic it in their own kind of tone, their own kind of voice, stuff like that as well. So that is one way to optimize. If you see something that's working for yourself or for other brands, put it in together like a little document, share with all affiliates. And again, that will allow you to then start to get results a lot more quicker and a lot more effectively as well.
I love that. Sharing ideas with your affiliates to help them do more for you. Oh, so much potential there, clearly, if people only did it. So love that as a piece of advice. If someone listening wants to learn more, is there a cheap or free resource you can recommend?
Yeah, the thing is with TikTok and with TikTok Shop, because it is so fairly new right now, there is not a lot of resources that are relevant because they move so quickly. So, and again, this is not a plug or anything, but I would say follow me on like LinkedIn, because I'm posting literally daily about what's happening with on TikTok Shop, because it's just moving so rapidly. And again, there's other great people out there who are just like trying to wave the TikTok flag as well. So just find these people, follow them closely, try and jump on calls with them and just learn together. That's what I like to say, because we're all in it together, we're all learning together, breaking it together, optimizing together. So yeah, that's definitely the best way to do it.
I do love the fact that one of the best ways to learn about TikTok is to follow people on LinkedIn. It's somehow wrong.
I know, right?
But so true. What do people search to find you on LinkedIn, Ash?
Yeah, so if you search my name, Ashley Wright, I should come up, or if you type TikTok Ashley Wright, it's normally the case. I think my username is actually Ashley Wright, number one at the end. So again, just, yeah, search for me. You'll find me on there. And yeah, drop me a follow.
Brilliant. Okay, finally, crystal ball time. What's coming up in the next 6 to 12 months we should be getting ready for? Are you even willing to look that far ahead on TikTok?
I mean, this is the thing as well. And it's kind of a two-pronged answer, I would say. A lot of people are still skeptical and thinking that TikTok may get banned, obviously, whether it's happening in US and all that kind of things. But I always say that I don't personally think it will. I think it might obviously change ownership, or it might, something along the lines of that might happen. But even if that does happen, or that is in the works, that is still a long way in terms of like the e-com kind of landscape. So I would say just jump on this opportunity right now, whether you've got 9 months, 6 months left of it, or like I said, I think it's still going to be years and years of this, and just get started. And with that, making sure that TikTok Lives is a priority right now, and trying to figure out how you can do this to the best of your ability, because like I say, TikTok are pushing this heavily. So you can get on this bandwagon now. Trust me, you'll thank me in a year.
Love that. Thank you. And yes, I know what you mean. It's kind of like the noise about TikTok dying or being whatevered is so high up the food chain at the moment. I think for the great majority of us, it's not really worth worrying about.
Exactly.
So totally agree with you on that one, Ash. Right, we're nearly at the end of the show though. So could you please let the listeners know where they can find you and your business if they'd like your help?
Yeah, sure. So obviously website is Social Tale, so Social and Tale with the TALE.co. That's the best place where if you want to find more about what we can do to support you. Or like I say, I'm on social. LinkedIn's kind of the best place to find me. So again, just LinkedIn.com, I think it is, /AshleyWright, number one at the end. And like I say, I'm always willing to just help people, support people, drop me a message, you need help. Then yeah, I enjoy this. I do this. Like, I'm not someone who just talk about it. I'm in the trenches doing it. So again, if you need support, questions, stuff like that, I'm all willing to help.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Ash. It's been awesome talking to you about this. And I love the strategy you shared too. So thanks so much for being here.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I said it during the interview, I'm going to say it again. I love that strategy and how clear it is that Ash has just outlined. So if you want to grow fast on TikTok, you've got to embrace all the four pillars. So organic, your own TikTok channel. You've got shop, which encompasses affiliates, the commission-based creator influencer bit. Lives, because they're hot right now. And ads, because that's the way to boost and speed up your progress. Then you've got kind of the stage one of Ash's strategy, which is to build your foundation. So work out which SKUs you're going to focus on. You're looking for 1 to 3, maybe a nice bundle. Price them aggressively and get yourself to 100 sales using your organic activity and ads if you want to fast track it. Once you've got to those 100 sales, you've reached the point where you've got the stats to become attractive to the affiliates and so forth. Really get into the affiliate outreach. That's your new big push. Put together a nice offer, a nice deal to encourage affiliates to try you out for the first time. So that's a fee as well as commission, those kind of things. And put the prices up at that point as well. So there's some money coming in to do that. And then when you're ready within all of that, start playing around with lives, keep doing the testing, the measuring. But I thought that was such a clear strategy. Really loved the way Ash outlined all of that. You can get the links to all those things we discussed, the full transcript of the episode, our notes and more at keepoptimizing.com, including a link to Ash's LinkedIn profile. You could also use our special direct episode short link. Just put keepopt.com/the number of this episode into the URL bar and you'll be redirected straight to the right page of the website. When you get to the website, you can also add yourself to our email list so you don't miss out on any of the other things I share to help you improve your business. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Keep Optimizing podcast. It's the first in this year's TikTok month. And if you want more on any of those individual TikTok pillars that we referred to there, scroll back up your feed to episodes 176 to 180, because in last year's month, we did a full 5 episodes, each drilling into a different one of those pillars. So you can go and fast track your knowledge right now by scrolling back up to the feed to our last set of TikTok episodes, 176 to 180, if you're looking at episode numbers. You can also find all our TikTok content via the short link keepopt.com/TikTok. And please do tell your fellow marketers about the show, because I want to help as many of you as possible to improve the performance of your e-commerce marketing, and this month to get to grips with this strange old platform, but the brilliant platform that is TikTok. Have a great week, and make sure you listen to the next episode so I can help you to keep optimizing your marketing.
Access everything Keep Optimizing at keepoptimizing.com. That's with an S, not a Z.
Don't forget to check out Social Snowball, the modern affiliate platform, via keepopt.com/snowball, or find them in the Shopify app store.